BBC News with Justine Green. The Supreme Court in Brazil has ruled that the former president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, must begin serving his 12-year prison sentence for corruption. After hours of legal arguments, the judges ruled 6-5 against Lula's bid to remain free, pending further appeals against his conviction. The left-wing leader had been considered favourite for October's presidential election. African-American activists have rallied in Memphis to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the death of the civil rights leader Martin Luther King. Bells tolled 39 times, once for each year of his life, to mark the exact moment he was shot by a white supremacist sniper. Jesse Jackson, who was there on the day Martin Luther King was shot, said the pain was still raw. Police in New York have killed a black man who apparently pointed a metal pipe at them. He was shot 10 times. Video posted on social media showed a crowd gathering at the spot, some yelling "oppressors" as they faced off with police. There's been angry reaction in Mexico after President Trump ordered the U.S. National Guard to deploy on the border to help reduce illegal immigration and drug smuggling. The Mexican foreign minister said any militarization of the border would seriously damage relations, but he said he'd been reassured that the US troops would not be armed. Facebook says the number of users whose information was improperly shared with a political data consultancy company may have been as high as 87 million, most of them in the United States. The Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg admitted making a huge mistake. The Sierra Leonean opposition candidate, Julius Madibio, has been declared the winner of the runoff presidential election. Mr. Bio, a former soldier who briefly ruled Sierra Leone in 1996, won just under 52% of the vote. BBC News.